Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
We shall be saved, listen, daily delivered from sin's dominion through his resurrection life. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. This isn't something that happened 2,000 years ago. This is something that happens every day of our life. The resurrected Jesus Christ comes in and helps me to overcome sin every day, helps me to fight my battles every day. He shows his lordship and love to me every day of my life. Hallelujah. I am no longer under the dominion of sin and darkness. Satan doesn't rule my life. Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Easter isn't a one-time deal. Easter is a forever celebration of our redemption in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you have an everyday Lord? And you have a God who loves you every day. A God who wants to be gracious to you every day. A God who cares for you every day. Hallelujah. And desires to pour his love and mercy into your life. He finishes up here in verse 11 and says this, not only so, but we also rejoice and exultingly glory in God, in his love and perfection. Notice that this is all about God's love. We're rejoicing in his love. We're victorious in our walk because God loves us. His love is poured out to us. He says, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received and enjoy our reconciliation. I'm going to borrow a saying from Demas Shakarian from back in the 70s. Christians should be the happiest people on earth. Come on. If your sins have been washed away and Jesus is your Lord, you ought to get up every morning and go, woo, hallelujah, it's resurrection day for me. Hallelujah. I have been set free. Jesus is my Lord and God loves me today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to rejoice in my reconciliation every day. Reconciliation means to be brought back into harmony with God. What's that mean? Me and God, just, what did Crocodile Dundee say? Me and God, we be mates. Hallelujah. Amen. We're one with the Lord. And folks, it wasn't something that we chose to do. It's something God chose to do. God chose to come into fellowship with you. God looked at you and loved you when everybody else just saw nothing. When the world told you that you were washed up, done away with, could never accomplish anything, God looked at you and loved you. And Jesus is there as your Lord saying, I gave my life to bring them out of that so they could walk in my love and walk in my life. And he's there every day for us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us so that we could boldly say, the Lord is our helper. What shall I fear that man can do to me? We serve a gracious God, a mighty God. Now back over here in 1 John chapter 4, in verse 14, it says this, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Oh, hallelujah. For God so loved the world. Jesus came to save everybody. Amen. Not just a few. Not just good people. Not just, this one that's over here that deserves it. No, nobody deserved it. And there's not one good, no, not one, the Bible says. He came to save all of us. We're all in the, somebody comes up a lot of times. It's real funny. We used to say this. They come up, when you come into the charismatic renewal, they say, now where are you, what's your background? And, people say, well, I used to go to the Baptist church. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I used to go to the Methodist church. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I was a Catholic. I filled with the Holy Ghost. And, I just finally heard something. I adopted it, made my own. They said, well, what was your background? I said, sinner. Now, that doesn't mean if I went to denominational church that, they were all sinners. I'm just saying my background was sinner. Then I made Jesus my Lord. I'm just progressively walking with him. Hallelujah. Amen. And now he's my Lord. I'm not going to label myself by some denomination. I'm either a sinner or I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. And so I just tell everybody my background, which is washed in the blood, is sinner. But now I've been made righteous and reconciled to God through the love and blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? Now notice he says that God saved the world through Christ. Now look in the next verse. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Isn't that powerful? How do I get into this? By confessing Jesus Christ as Lord, as the Son of God, as my Lord and Savior. Paul said it in Romans 10, 9 and 10. He said that if you confess Jesus as your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe and with the mouth you confess unto salvation. And here John is saying the same thing. He said, how do I receive God's love? How do I get this? He says, I do so by acknowledging the Lordship of Jesus in my life. I allow God to do in me what he sent Jesus to do. I accept it. I just receive it. That's how simple it is. I make a choice. I make a decision. God, I choose you. Amen. Doesn't mean I want to be perfect. Doesn't mean I'm not ever going to make another mistake. But it means I have now been reconciled to God, and I'm going to let God begin to do a work in my life. You see, I don't believe that you confess Jesus as Lord and then go ahead and live any way you want to. I believe when you confess Jesus as Lord, you're saying, Lord, I'm receiving you and all you have for me. And now you're coming into my life. And the reason you're coming into my life is to help me to build my life so that I can withstand the storms that are going to come against me. So therefore, I'm going to be a doer of the word. I'm going to serve you, Lord. I'm going to surrender my life to you. And I'm not going to do it just as a servant. Why? Because look in 1 John chapter 3. Here's God's attitude towards you and me. He's not looking for servants. You got to understand something, church. Under the old covenant, they were servants of God. Are you listening to me? They served God by keeping the law. And so the children of Israel were called the servants of God. But under this new covenant of God's love through Jesus Christ being reconciled to him, God doesn't call us servants. Look what he says in 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. In other words, God has already bestowed it. It's already been released. It's a done deal. What is that love, God? He says this, that we should be called children of God. Hallelujah. Come on. What is this love wanting to do? God wants us to be a child, not just a servant, not just serving out of obligation, not serving because the law says so, but God wants to bring us into his family and make us children of God. Are you listening to me? I don't want my son to love me because he has to. I want him to love me because I'm his dad. I don't want my children to do things because I lay down strict laws and they have to. I want them to do it because they enjoy the relationship. They appreciate what's going on. And this is the thing, folks. We should love God and serve God out of his love for us and our love for him. Amen. You know, I was asked this week, we were with a group of ministers that are overseeing ministry across this nation, and we were talking, and we were talking about the different things, and I said, well, whenever I left my Bible school, which was Rhema, I said, I made some commitments to God. I said, first of all, Lord, you've loved me and called me out of sin and called me to serve you and made me your child. So God, when I graduated, I walked away from there and I said, Lord, I make this vow to you that I will go and live my life in such a way that I will never bring reproach to you or the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray that I will never do anything in my life that will ever bring one moment of sorrow to you because I love you and I want to please you and I want to live in your love. I want to live a life that's pleasing unto you. Then I said this, I said, and Lord, Brother Hagin has been such an important part of my life. I want to make a commitment that I'll never go out here and preach crazy stuff and do crazy things that would bring one second of sadness to him because he's been a spiritual father that's imparted things to me. You see, I believe that when people and God and different things, when that love is released, we want to live in such a way that's pleasing. My dad, in the natural, he's my stepfather. He married my mom just before my fifth birthday. He raised me as his own. My grandfather, his dad, told him whenever he was going to marry my mom, he said, now, Charles, she's got two kids and they're little. I was four and my sister was two. He said, and you're going to be the only dad they're ever going to know because they're young. And he said, if you marry her, you're going to have to raise those kids. You know what my dad's response to his dad was? I love her so much that I'll love anything that's come through her just like my own. And you know what my stepdad did? He loved me just like I was his own. And you know what my vow to him was? I love my dad so much. I said, God, help me to honor him in all I do and never bring one moment of sadness to my dad because of his love towards me. I didn't do it out of love or out of legality or law. I did it out of relationship. We should live every day of our life for God with such a love and such a respect and such a desire to please him that we're doers of the word, that we live this thing, and that people see him in our life. I can remember playing ball, and my dad would stand up there, and you know, if I'd score a touchdown or they'd call my name out, he couldn't stay up in the bleachers. He'd have to get down along the sidelines. And I could look over, and when I'd do something, and he'd be standing over rubbing his belly. He always rubbed his belly. That's my boy. I ran track. And so I was running this race, and all of our guys kept getting beaten. So I said, let me run it. I can win it. And so, you know, it was the 800. They run now. And after the first lap, I was up in the top three or four. And there's some guy sitting down in front of my dad says, oh, look at that boy. He'll quit. They all quit. My dad, he was a truck driver, and he was a big old guy. And so he reached over and grabbed the guy by the shoulder and said, that's my boy, and he won't quit. And you know what? I appreciated that. I appreciate it to this day. And as much as I love my dad and mom, I love my God more. Because he reached down when I was at my worst and loved me and reconciled me. Sent his son, to die for me. It's beyond my ability to think how God could love me that much and want me to be his child. And how Jesus could lay aside his glory. We've never seen heaven. We don't have a clue as to why he laid aside. To come down here and to suffer for us. And to purchase us from Satan. And bring us back to the Father. Not as servants, but as sons and daughters. What an honor. No wonder that Paul says over there that we should be rejoicing in our reconciliation every day. Because God loves us and he made us children and he poured his spirit into us. He goes on and he says in 1 John 3:2, he says, beloved, now we are children of God. Not when we get to heaven. Now. We are children of God right now. Hallelujah. Come on, we're God's family right now.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.